Decision time for Western Copper and Golds, TSX, WRN, NYSE AM, WRN, $3.6 billion casino project in remote Yukon looms less than 4 months away. Rio Tinto, NYSE, Rio, LSE, Rio, ASX, Rio, holds about 8% of the company and must decide by November 28 whether to further invest in the world's fifth-largest copper-gold project controlled by a junior miner. What's next, we'll see, but that's going to be obviously a key development here, Western CEO Paul Westsell said in a late July interview in the Yukon with the Northern Miner. They're saying the right things, they're saying, Paul, yep, we're dotting I's, crossing T's, we like the project, you know, all the work we did. Casino is named for a creek that runs through the site, 380 kilometers northwest of the Yukon capital, Whitehorse. It also has the backing of a 5% investment by Mitsubishi Materials in March. With the potential to produce 11 billion lb. Copper and 21 million ounces. Gold, it's Canada's largest critical minerals project, Westsell says. The project has the size to interest major companies on the hunt to supply some of the 12 million tons of copper over the next decade, widely regarded as crucial to keep global warming to less than 1.5 degrees Celsius, while mines have only supplied 7 million tons of copper in the last two decades, Western says. The project's scope combines with its location in the desirable jurisdiction of Canada versus troubled South America, plus reasonable economics and good relations with First Nations, Westsell said. Those four things with the background of a strong copper price environment, electrification and every major mining company looking for good copper projects and you've got gold companies looking for the copper projects, he said. That's what's causing the excitement in the story. Critics might note Casino lacks road and power connections and has low grades. The mine plan so far is limited to 1.2 billion proven and probable tons in its mill reserve because tailing storage is constrained. The ore grades 0.2% copper, 0.2% gold and 0.02% molybdenum for 5.1 billion lb. Copper, 8.5 million ounces. Gold and 572 million ounces. Molybdenum, according to a feasibility study released last year. I always pull my hair out when people show graphs of our project and they just have the copper and it's like, oh, this thing looks horrible because it's only got this little copper grade, Westsell said during an on-site briefing. You need all three to make this thing work and molybdenum is a significant part of the story. Potential molybdenum giant. Casino, which is about 17% molybdenum, should be a top three producer in the Americas of the metal used to strengthen steel, the CEO said. The deposit is 46% copper and 34% gold. It benefits from a 0.43:1 strip ratio, and an 800 meters by 500 meters core zone showing drill results of 289.6 meters grading 1% copper equivalent from 36.6 meters depth. And 65.8 meters of 2.5% copper equivalent from 10.6 meters downhole. I can put a resource around this if I increase my cutoff grade and it's 430 million tons of 0.6% copper equivalent in this very rich part of the deposit, said Westsell, who trained as a metallurgical engineer. If we start mining there, for the first 4 years we're over that 0.6% and that's significant because copper mining, at other places, in Western Canada is a low-grade, high-tonnage operation. Western is now engaged with Mitsubishi in a work program on copper concentrate quality and expects to make an announcement within weeks, Westsell said. The junior is also preparing an environmental assessment application to be submitted next year in a process that may take 3 years for approval. Work on the assessment actually dates back to 2014 and since then Western and First Nations have improved proposed tailing storage plans and the development of an access road. Western took over the project in 2006 in a merger with Ross Beatus Lumina Resources. Drilling and studies accelerated 3 years ago with a new resource estimate followed by a preliminary economic assessment, Rio Tinto's interest and the feasibility study. Rio has said its Newton copper recovery technology wouldn't apply to the Casino deposit because of its strong gold and molybdenum content, Westsell said. The Yukon government has already committed $130 million and started to build 100 kilometers of access road from Carmacks, a village bearing the name of a co-discoverer in 1896 of the Klondike Gold Rush 350 northwest in Dawson City. Western is to build the remaining 100 kilometers to the project with 30% government financing. The Vancouver-based company plans to ship the concentrate out through the Alaska port of Skagway, one of the gateways to the Klondike 125 years ago and where Yukon has a long-term agreement with the state. The mine is to be powered by liquid natural gas, but the company is encouraged by talks started this year between the Yukon and British Columbia governments to link their grids. It would require some 760 kilometers of new line, so would take more than several years to build before a potential connection to Casino, Westcell said. After tax, Casino has a $2.3 billion net present value at an 8% discount rate, an 18.1% internal rate of return, a three-year payback period and $10 billion in cash flow over the mine life. Sustaining capital would be $751 million for total capital costs of $4.4 billion. It's really driven by those first 4 years, said West Sells, a rare CEO who doesn't sit on the board of directors. It's that early high-grade, low-strip ratio that really drives things,